When the coalition returned to power 9 years ago, it was helped by seats like Banks in southwest Sydney flipping from being a Labor stronghold. The Liberals have held it ever since. Now, after almost 6 weeks of campaigning, our reporter David Sparks has been asking voters there what, if anything, has stuck in their minds.
On the main shopping strip in Riverwood in southwest Sydney, people are popping in and out of greengrocers and other shops. So, in the midst of their busy lives, has anyone been giving Saturday's election much thought?
I want to see a change. A change about inflation, about the life is getting harder and harder for the next generation, especially houses, especially the rent.
Sounds like you're more worried about other people than yourself.
I got family. Of course, they're, I've been here over 45 years, and I know they used to call it the lucky country. But change. You worry about your future kid, how they're going to end and live and survive and have their own home. It's very hard.
During the campaign, 5 weeks, have you heard anything that's cut through to you on that level?
I want to see Labor's Mr. Albanese start to make a bit of changes to might change the future of Australia.
Sir, have you decided who to vote for?
No, not yet. I made up my mind on the election day.
When you walk in?
Yeah, I think so. Toss the coin.
Are there any issues that you care about?
The cost of living is soaring, so, and I have to spend money on my mortgage and stuff. And, you know,
right,
all the
mortgage.
Variable rate interest.
You worried about the interest rates?
Yeah. Because I just bought my property a month ago, and still waiting for settlement, and I put 100% on, you know, variable rate interest. So, yeah.
Riverview is in the electorate of Banks, which is held by Liberal MP David Coleman. He won the seat off Labor in 2013. The year the coalition was returned to power, and he's held it ever since. For this voter, there was a moment from the first leaders' debate a month ago that stuck in her mind.
I guess Scott Morrison's view and a few things that he said, I think, a couple of weeks ago in relation to his children not having a disability, that was a big thing for me.
He said he and his wife were blessed to have not had that situation.
That
offended you?
It did.
Why?
I have a child that has autism, so it, to me, it sort of hit a little bit hard. Yeah, so I believe that he shouldn't have really said what he said. Yeah.
Are you thinking a lot about the election, sir, or not really?
No, not really at the moment.
Is that pretty normal for you heading into election?
Yeah, I mean, there's other stuff that's a priority other than the election, yeah.
You do know there's an election on Saturday?
Yeah.
Have you decided who you're going to vote for or not yet?
Nah, not at all.
Are you close to deciding or not?
Not at all.
Have you heard anything in the campaign that's caught your interest that any side has said or anything?
Nah, that'll be the missus. The missus that is for me, mate.
Is she pretty reliable? She'll tell you who to vote for?
Yeah, she'll tell me, yeah. She's with everything else in life too, you know.
A voter in the seat of Banks in southwest Sydney, ending that report by David Sparks.